attention. This one is reporting of meditation and Q&A. But before we start, I would like to go through one more paper with you. You take your notes out. I think it's the second last page. The nature of mind. You all found the paper? One sheet only. The nature of mind. You don't have at the end. At the end. No. There is some loose sheet. Don't have Oh, nobody have. Wait . Because I remember I got print, Yeah, behind the human being one, You manage to find? Behind the human being one, Then at the back got a triangle, Okay? Manage to find? Good. Okay. Okay, the following just came to my contemplation. I wrote them just for sharing. Hope you all can benefit from it. Do reflect and contemplate on the Dhamma Express. This was, I think, quite a while ago. I don't know what year was it I wrote it. The nature of mind. You can have a truly silent mind. See, the word is silent mind. That is free of all conditioning or views or belief system. Then your mundane or thinking mind cannot arise. Because the silent mind in pure and non-reactive or choiceless awareness cut off all thinking. Understand? Because it is silent. Understand? It don't have thought. Understand? So because of that, there is no conditioning, nothing. No views, no belief system. Then, during that time, your mundane mind or thinking mind cannot arise. We are the silent mind in pure, non-reactive or choiceless awareness. Cut out all thinking. Cut out all thinking means no thinking. Understand? Not try to cut. No thinking means empty mind. Empty mind means the silent mind, or your true nature, the true mind, before thinking, or the knowing arise. Now clearer or not? Clearer or not? Before you think, actually not you, before the thought arise, before thinking and knowing, knowing is perception, is that correct or not? Your aggregate of mind. There is no mundane mind, correct or not? Just aware. That's it. Then what happened? When thinking or knowing arise, mundane mind or the egoic mind, or I call it the fake you, will arise. True or not? Before the knowing, the moment you know, means what? Perception arise. Consciousness and its content arise. That's why the mundane mind arise. When mundane mind arise, what arise? Huh? You all didn't read the note, huh? Dhamma arise. Oh, sorry. Yeah. You think I asked you a question? Huh? I asked you to read from the notes. When mundane mind arise, Dhamma arise. What is Dhamma? No. Dhamma. Dhamma. This one is the Mahayana version. That's our spelling. Dhamma. But ours one is D-H-A-M-M-A. This is M-R-A. This is... Yeah, A-R-M-A-S. Dhammas. Ours is D-H-A-M-M-A. This is D-H-A-R-M-A. So what is Dhamma? All of truth that the Buddha talked about. Dhamma also have another word. The whole of nature is Dhamma. Understand? I want to introduce this idea of Dhamma, which is very good. You all heard of Ajahn Buddhadasa, right? Yeah? They call him Tan Ajahn Buddhathat in Thailand. Because we've been there so many times until we also know how the Thai call him. They always say Tan Ajahn Buddhathat. Means Ajahn Buddhadasa. So how does he define nature? Dhamma. Anybody? Correct. But he has a different way. He said there are four aspects to it. He said first, there is nature. Means the whole of existence. Nature. That's enough. Then the second aspect of this Dhamma is there are laws that govern nature. These are nature's laws, correct? And this is very scientific. They got physical law, spiritual law. Okay? So these laws are called the Pancha Niyamas, the five universal order. Clear? Then the third characteristics of Dhamma is, he said there is a duty. There are duties. There are duties that one should do. According to these laws. Once you do the duty, he say, you will reap the fruition of doing those duty. That's why he always tell people, right duty is right Dhamma. So if you understand Dhamma in this sense, then it is also same. Because according to the Buddha, all of truth, nature's truth, is Dhamma. Although his teaching is also called Dhamma, because his teaching is about truth. Understand? Nothing else but the truth. Can you see that? Oh, this I cannot see. Whole of life and existence is about this universe, which is nature, isn't it? Correct or not? Then there are laws that govern nature, the Pancha Niyama, the five universal order. Then there are these duties that one should do according to this law, or in accordance with this law, so can, should do in accordance with this law, so can, or should do according to this law. If you do that, he say, you will reap the fruition. One will reap the fruition of doing such duties. Sorry, not those duties. Such duties. So this is for you to understand. If you want to understand the Dhamma, you only need to understand these four aspects of Dhamma. And then you will learn Dhamma very fast. So first is the whole of nature is what the universe is all about, where life and existence can arise. That's why I say, from nature you come. Understand? Actually, this nature includes the oneness nature, the whole Tao. Understand? Then there are laws that govern nature. This Pancha Niyama is the conditioned world's law. Understand? Understand? Existential law. Understand? Because in the unconditioned, there is no such words. Understand? It is just eternally thus. Understand? Because it's the unconditioned. Understand? So there is no need of any of this law. Understand? It's just a pure nature. Then once you do this duty, it's like law of karma. Understand? Then the fruition of it will come. So if you understand nature this way, then what we wrote here, you will understand. I read to you. When mundane mind arises, Dhamma arises, and so Dhamma, you look at the definition in the bracket. When Dhamma arises, the mind-read mental form created by the thinking mind via consciousness will also arise. Can follow that? Because when Dhamma arises, means all of nature's truth, understand? Means what? Nature's truth consists of everything that is within, the whole of the creation. So when Dhamma arises, the mind right, mental form created by your thinking mind, via your consciousness, means your five aggregate of form and mind, will also arise. That's why your consciousness created the world and the universe and the continent. Everything come to be, arise already. Then what happened? And when form arise, craving arise. Understand? Grasping arise, attachment arise, and clinging via form and mind identification will arise if there is no wisdom. Understand? Because the mundane mind will grab, where you think is real. You think there is a person to own, to possess. Understand? Then what happened? When craving, clinging, and grasping arise, suffering will be the result, leading to all of the sorrow, lamentation, unhappiness, grief, etc. So this mundane mind, via its thinking, all the thought, will give birth to all the dhammas, the mind-right creation and dualities of life. Understand? Then, like existence and life, and birth and death. All this duality, you have this birth and death, existence and life, happiness and sorrow, or unhappiness, good and bad, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, etc. So all this duality create division, create all the negativity of evil. Hence, samsara is born of mundane consciousness. The mundane consciousness created the world and the continent, and the knower become the living being. That's how you come about. That's how living beings get into big trouble. So that time, I don't know what year, I forgot already. Suddenly, the contemplative wisdom arise for me to summarize. Thank you. Summarize all this up. So that's why I just type it on a computer. Because I remember I was in the office. So in order to help you all understand, so I just type it out. And then this whole thing come out. Then the second part is also very important. Because this one, to understand what is the tea of mindfulness. This one came from my email communication with one of the monks in US, because he cannot understand sati. His definition is different. You know how he defines sati? He said, remembering, I forgot already. Because he put there, mindfulness is to, no, remember what already. he's 6R, remember? The 6R. He said, no, nothing to do with the 6R, but he defines sati as, I cannot remember how he defined it, but in a way very strange. It's like remember to return your mind to something, to the object of meditation, where he's teaching anapanasati. So you have to return the mind, keep on returning the mind. So the last 6 hours, repeat. If you do that, you die. He said this is right effort, you can remember the 6 hours. First one is recognize, then you release, whatever tension or negativity, then you release. You got it? Then you relax, isn't it? Then what you do? You re-smile. Then? No, not return. Return to the breathing. Then the last one is to repeat. So he said, remembering to do this 6R is sati. You remember to do this 6R is sati. I forgot the actual definition. I forgot. It's something like that. He said, remember something. Then one of the students, I think wrote to him, his own student wrote to him. He said, your definition, sound like right effort, no? Understand? Correct? Sound like right effort, no? Something like that, no? Then he said, after he go through it, reflect on the break, he feel that the student was right, something like that. Understand? Then he sent out an email to the website circulated to the student. I happened to register that time, 2004 or 2005, I forgot already, because that time I was sharing, then they all tell me about this website, send me the anapanasati thing that he teach. Then I look, then I go in. We have to go in, I got to register. So that's how I register. There is some correspondent there. So I wrote and replied, I think your student very smart, I say. Because the tea cannot be like that one, I say. So I think, I don't know what happened if they said we communicate. Then there was some, how should I put it? There was something going on. Then after that, he replied, not so, how do you use the word? Not so nice a reply. I saw the thing. I said, you send email out for, opinion or what is that? I just reply to that. It's not to say I wrote to him and say, no, Sati is wrong. So I just comment, very simple. Then after that, when he wrote that, then I look, why like that? So I reply. I say, I just actually follow what you want. Then I reply. I didn't start this. So. Then after that, I redefine Sati for him. Then when I redefine, I came out with this. I said, the true understanding of sati or mindfulness, the definition of what is mindfulness or sati is seldom explained in the Buddhist fraternity. Below is the extract of my definition and explanation of what sati is to a monk sometime in April 2008. So I wrote to him, I said, to my understanding, sati is different, I said. To be in sati is to be with the moment. To be with the moment. Because moment to moment, life passes by. If you are not within the moment in awareness, you never live. You totally miss out on life. Because within the moment you think, how can you live? You are preoccupied with the thinking, right? You never aware, never mindful. So how can you experience the moment? You are constantly lost in thought, within what they call the mundane mind field of thought. So it's like up there, You are creating the mind-right creation and duality of life, understand? So you don't get to experience life or live life. So I said, to be in sati is to be with the moment in awareness before the knowing, and without thought. And then, the relaxed, free, open, and silent mind, understand? Open mind means, you don't go and comment. Everything you can accept, where you have an open mind, understand? Not a closed mind, not a one with a lot of views, understand? So this mind is not conditioned. Is the relaxed, free, open and silent mind, which is not preoccupied with anything at all. To observe in inverted comma, or to see, via the direct seeing or direct observation. To realize the truth and the reality of the way things are, without any distortion or interference by one's thought, views and conditioning. Understand? Once views, opinion, and conditioning come out, means what? Your mind has come out. Understand? Your mundane conditioned mind has come out. So because of that, it starts to stir. Understand? Then man can only do one thing at a time. There is either you are mindful and in sati with the silent mind, or you are lost in thought. When you are lost in thought, you cannot see because your thought cloud and obscure your seeing. Understand not? Understand not? Like the cloud, Then what happened? And they prevent observation, understand not? When you are preoccupied with the thought, how can you be aware? True or not? Good or not? When you are thinking, you cannot be aware, understand not? This is very obvious, isn't it? Then what happened after that? It lacks clarity because your mind at those moments is so preoccupied with what? Your doing or so-called meditation via your thought. Understand? Where 6 hours is a lot of doing. Understand? Repeat, do, repeat, do. Understand? That one actually is for training the mind. Understand? So that he go to anapanasati, so that his mindfulness is there. But he thought that is meditation. Understand? That one is purification of thought, yes. The stress you release, understand? All those things are very good, understand? But if you continue to do like that, you cannot develop wisdom, understand? You only know how to, like, got problem, release the thing, then after you recognize, you release, then you relax, then you respond. Every time you do, it's like what? Our mind sweeping method, understand? Then all the stress gone. Then he said, you do long enough, all this stress, one day you become enlightened. That's how, Nibbana. No more suffering. You check and see. Enlightenment is wisdom. Isn't it? If this is the meditation, then where is the four foundation of mindfulness? That's how. That's how. Then where is the Four Noble Truths? That's why sometimes you have to understand what you do in the name of meditation. Then after that, you read further. You are preoccupied with your doing, or so-called meditation, in inverted comma, means the thought is trying to meditate through noting, doing, and all things. We are your thought. We are your views and opinion that makes it no longer free. Understand? Means it's a conditioned state already. That it is not a free mind, not a clear mind, not an open mind. That is not preoccupied with any of the things or issue to see and to realize the truth clearly, means the direct seeing. Hence, to really meditate, one has to be constantly meditative, ever mindful in sati, silent and free. This one is following Dhammapada verse 23. Only such a mind can meditate, see, observe, investigate, understand and realize the truth. Via is direct and clear seeing, following Dhammapada verse 23, which states, the constantly meditative, ever mindful and the steadfast one or the heedful one realize the bond-free supreme Nibbana. Then I add in for him to go to the Dhammapada to check. Then Dhammapada verse 21 and 22 also stress on the importance of apamada or heedfulness, which is to be constantly meditative via cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path. Here the bracket put wrong. And ever mindful. Ever mindful to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. Then I say, this is an added message that I send to one of the sincere Dhamma practitioners to complement the above understanding. I say, I wish you all the best too. And like you say, do keep an open mind. Hope you truly understand its deep meaning. Because when he write back to me, after I reply, I think he did not write. Then the disciple all have to write, you know. And one very close one. Then they try to like very nice, have an open mind. You haven't done this 6 hours, you don't know what is here. Then I reply this one. I say, yeah, I wish you all the best too. But he also wish me all the best. Then I say, like you say, do keep an open mind. That one was what he say. You know? Then I put in bracket, I hope you truly understand its deep meaning. So that your cup is not always full. An open mind is a free mind that is not preoccupied with any views, idea, doubt, concept, thought or opinion. I just wrote to share my understanding. I didn't say this is right or this is wrong. But immediately the reaction come back. But was quite a fierce one. But I toned it down a lot. Then finally, somehow, it ended well, which was very good. Because he after that, wrote a very long email with a lot of other things and really tried to explain a lot of things. Then I say, if sati is not defined originally by you as that, then what you wrote here, there is a possibility, I say, that it can lead to enlightenment. And so, after that, the chief disciple, the lady nun, I think, very happy, you know, wrote back, then everything resolved. That's how I also very happy, happy ending. So anyway, this one is the condition for you to understand what is sati. So I say, An open mind is a free mind that is not preoccupied any views, idea, doubt, concept, thought, or opinion, etc. Only such a mind is open to receive truth. Correct, right? Yeah? We are the direct seeing, so as to go beyond thought and beyond time, psychological time, sanditiko and akaliko. That's why after that I end. Then you look at the triangle below. This is the appendix in the law of dependent origination. This one, I think, will help you understand more clearly what this thing is. This shit on the whiteboard. Okay. You look at this triangle, You all can read, C on top, What is C? Pure consciousness, awareness, At bracket, actually, the whole thing behind is oneness, Which is the source. So this one, the pure awareness, or the oneness, sometimes they call it the essence of mind, true nature or original nature, anasara. Then this is the unconditioned, anasara. Not the world, anasara. It's the unconditioned, which is beyond thought, beyond time, beyond mind, beyond the mundane mind, the thinking mind. Cannot be perceived or sensed. Stillness, silent mind, anasara. So this is the true mind, okay? So from that true mind, you can connect, then you either do this, or you do this. If you cannot connect, you fall this way, S or not. You know what is S or not? You become a form of mind, S or not. Then what you do? You have senses, S or not. Senses, which is the body, the physical form. So mundane thinking mind, consciousness. The five aggregate of form and mind, then dependent origination start, asana. That's how the whole mess of suffering come to be, asana. Because there is no direct seeing, no wisdom, asana. So this one create mundane living through karma, asana. So through karma, you come, asana. Then form and mind, the senses, create illusion and delusion for you, asana. Through consciousness, asana. Then you grasp, you cling, then you get yourself entangled. But if you able to connect, what happened? What is you? Understanding or wisdom born of samadhiti, right view, or yoniso manasikara. Asana. Their wisdom is yoniso. Manasikara is attention, wise attention at the moment of seeing. So this direct seeing, the silent mind, via the direct seeing, via your sati and pure awareness, will give rise to the wisdom. Understand? That's why this wisdom is the insight. It's not from the thought. Understand? You have to, through direct seeing, seeing things as they are, to understand the reality and the truth. Understand? So when you have this, then use this for living, understand? You see the arrow go this direction from U to S, understand? Means what? The wisdom from your direct seeing connects to your physical form and mind, understand? When it's connected, this form and mind not deluded anymore, correct? Then you can say this fellow enlightened, understand? The form and mind, but it's not you, understand? Can follow that? So this triangle actually very, very simple, but it's a very good way to describe. The other one with the human being are also very good. As I, all this can summarize to you to have an understanding of what all this thing is. Can follow, Okay? So we finish that one. Now you can report your meditation. Yes. Yes. Yes, everything is. Yeah. No, you see, to realize Nibbana is the unconditioned. This pure awareness or the pure consciousness is the true mind at the end there, understand or not? At the end there, understand or not? It's actually this whole thing is the oneness, understand or not? But at the end there is this true mind, pure awareness. That's why you look at the other chart, from the true mind it returns to the source. Actually this is supposed to be the source. But I cannot put two things there. If I put another S, then the S down there senses contradict herself. So this pure consciousness, which is the true mind, means just pure awareness, is actually part of the source, understand not? Essence of mind, yeah? Which is your true nature, Mahayana say, also original nature. Those who know Mandarin, they know, 自性, 本性. Heard of this, huh? 自性, 本性, Then the unconditioned, because this one is the unconditioned. But there is inside there no thought one. Understand not? Cannot describe one. Don't have anything one. They call it suchness. Zu. Understand not? But to realize Nibbana, which is enlightenment, this one also must disappear. Then you go to the source. Understand not? The source is just like one point. The beginning of all things. Understand not? From that one point, the beginning of all things, everything come to be. Understand? Scientists has actually come to some form of understanding. They got this word. I forgot what word already. They got this word, no? Source of all things, no? No. Nothing to do with it. I cannot remember already. What was it? Last time I used to use this word. What was it really? No. Not this type of word. It's a scientific word. They know. It's from there everything come to be. These are the latest people, physicists with the spiritual understanding, who come out with this word. What really? I forgot already. I cannot tell you. there is this word. Very, very powerful word. Once you say it, I will know already. Singularity. Very good. Wow, she very good. Singularity. Oh, thank you so much, Panji. How do you know this word? Oh, very good. Singularity. You know what is a singularity? It's a very fine point. A single point where everything starts. Understand? So, according to scientists, the singularity is from here everything comes to be in creation. So, if you are at the singularity, you are one with everything. Understand? You are one with everything. Then you can understand everything. And this is what the Sammasambuddha's mind is. Understand? That's why you return to the singularity. Understand? But those arahant don't reach the singularity. Understand? The arahant just nibbana and cease. Understand? Because they didn't cultivate to develop the perfection of wisdom, virtue, and all those 10 perfections to have this ability to reach the singularity. Understand? Understand? If cannot, never mind. No need to know. Because it's not important at the moment. the word singularity. Very good. Thank you so much, Panji. What question? You see, essence of mind is actually the true mind. The true mind. The true mind. Awareness only. No. The essence of mind is not the oneness. The essence of mind is the true mind in front, at the boundary there. Understand? At the boundary. No. The little bit of ignorance, the single thought of ignorant one, that one come out already. That one is from space. Then put in the content. They call it dim emptiness. This one inside is still emptiness. The whole thing is empty. Just aware. Cannot do anything. Cannot come out. Cannot talk. Nothing. zuwa, but is capable of awareness. But the funny thing is, this one cannot come out and leave. It needs a form and mind, you remember? It needs karma, understand not, to create a vehicle. Then this form and mind is the only unique thing in this universe that can connect back, understand not? Well, it's from the source you come, understand not? So when you connect back through meditation, when you silence your mind, you develop the silent mind, then you connect back to this pure nature, understand not? The pure mind, the pure awareness, the true mind. But this one can be aware only, understand not? That's why it can be aware of silent of nature, understand not? Silent of the mind when the mundane mind doesn't create any activity or stirring, understand not? That's why this is the essence of it. No need data one, no need condition arising one, understand not? It's the unconditioned. But it's only aware, you know. Then it cannot know anything, you know. Who know? The form and mind know, understand? Because when it's aware, it see things as they are, then this form and mind connected, then this form and mind know. Oh, like that. The characteristic of nature is like that. All those things. That's why when the moment, the knowing is the thought, understand? It's the mind. And for life, to live life, you need the thought. No thought, no life, understand? We are thought is creation, understand? Without thought, no consciousness. Without consciousness, no Dhamma. Without Dhamma, no this, no that. The mind, right, creation comes from mind. Correct? Not? Mind is the forerunner of all things. When mind arises, everything comes to be. So because of your senses, you got a seeing consciousness. Everything you see, you create already. Exists already. Understand? Not? The whole universe. Then you got hearing consciousness. The whole field of vibration, or sound, noise, music, all this vibration, this world of sound and music, arise already. Understand? So they always tell you, the world of sight and sound, thing that you see and hear, sight and sound. Then taste also arise already. Then smell also arise already. Then tactile feeling, or pleasant, unpleasant, nice, not nice, all those things arise. And then that thought can create, understand? Imagination, all this suffering, misery, good mental state, or whatever. So this is how mind create. Okay? Can follow? Okay, we finish. Now you can report your meditation. Then tomorrow morning, remind me to finish off this paper. This last one, I think. Way out of suffering. Because after that, I just go back, 3 o'clock. Then later on, Mr. Kang and Puan Chi, they all go back on the 29th, which is also afternoon. So I have to finish this before they go. Brother, yes. You can ask. Where is the mic? Pass the mic to him.
Karatil. So over the past 2 days, when I do the silence meditation, so I used to start with walking
for
15 minutes or 30 minutes. And after that, I will sit down and do the Anapanasati. So I quickly settle down and the mind seems to quiet now.
Okay, very good.
The breathing is very soft.
Oh, very good. Very subtle. Very subtle.
And everything settled down is very quickly. And then after that, what I feel is the energy is full in the head.
Oh.
My face is full of energy.
Okay.
And then secondly, the heart is full of energy.
Yes.
And my tan tian.
Yes.
And my two palms.
Yeah.
It's full of energy.
Do you do any qigong or what?
I didn't do qigong.
Oh, very good. Means very good. And you don't do any of those reiki and all those things?
Reiki, I did learn, but I didn't use.
Oh, no wonder.
I didn't use.
Never mind. You learn Reiki, that's why you have energy. Otherwise, you have inherited it from past, your past cultivation. But it's very good. What you describe is very good, because this is from your past. That's why when you connect to the right anapanasati, when you understand the Dhamma, when you have the right understanding, all this will come back to you. You connect, then you inherit. Yeah. Continue. You continue. I will explain the whole thing.
No, I feel a very comfortable shield of energy.
Encompassing
my whole body.
Correct. The whole body like however shield of energy. Very good. Sadhu.
And then, on top of that, when I continue to concentrate, I can hear a very high pitch.
Correct. You like a lot of clarity.
And this high pitch sounds even after get up from
Thing
is still there.
You still can hear. Because you have this energy field that kill all your thinking. Like no thought. Then that mind like fully aware inside there. That clarity inside there. But the moment you lose the energy field, this mind or this memory or brain create all those thoughts. When you return back to society or back to normal life, normal living, and then the sankara come out again, then the heedless thing come out again. Well, last time I told you, as I go to the bus, you remember? Pure, beautiful, just aware. But mine, I don't have energy. I don't have this type of energy. Mine is based on wisdom and understanding. Then I saw the sense data coming. You later on go to the bus, you also can see all the sense data coming in to your mind. But you have to develop the daily mindfulness. Otherwise, that energy will suppress your defilement. Which is very good. Because you told me you walk first. Okay? So when you walk, you develop some form of relaxed mindfulness. Then after that, you sit. Your anapanasati state straight away come and develop. And very fast you settle down. Because you have the condition to connect. And when we are here, the energy is different. Understand? Not only me and you all, group energy. Up there also helping. Understand? A lot of good energy around. But this time I come, they draw. I cannot draw anymore. Understand? Last time I come, during the early year, I draw from some of this, don't know whether the apple or what. But there is relics up there. Understand? Because that time, I haven't connect back to my full nature. So, whatever energy higher than what I was at that time, I can draw. Then when I reach a level, that's why no matter how many of you, you sit down and listen, like that sister say, Ratio, how come after the thing, like a lot of energy inside, cannot sleep. A lot of your experience. Actually, when you attentively silence your mind and pay attention and just listen, that thing go in already. Because your nature will draw. Because it's like water finds its own level. Understand? But like I always say, to receive this type of energy or this type of, what they call, I don't know how you call. You need a cup. Understand? If you don't have cup, how to hold? Understand? A cup means your cultivation. Understand? You cultivate a little bit, the cup is so small. You cultivate more, the cup is bigger. Then you cultivate more, wow! That's why you can draw from the Buddha and the Bodhisattva. But if you don't cultivate, cup also don't have. Pour to you also all go through your finger. Cannot hold. Like a sieve, all the holes down there. No cup. That's why you must minimum keep 5 precepts, do the cup and 10 meritorious action, then train your mind to be aware, heedful. Then got small cup. Then from there, that cup will slowly become bigger and bigger. Then is the energy. Then you can receive the pure energy. Because this nature never discriminate. If you are a cultivator, you listen, you have the faith, you were drawn. Just like last time when I start, I draw from my teacher, I draw from all those beings. I go China, I draw, I go everywhere, I draw, because I can feel. Then later on, I realize, last 2 years or 3 years, didn't draw already. People draw. So it's the other way. Now I give, understand? It's just like during the early days, I used to listen to Dhamma, Chief Reverend in Brickfield, yeah, then do the recording. Then 2004, when Yun Chan found me, I become the one that stand in front and give. Then people receive. It's like that one. Then law of karma is very powerful. The way I give, because it's so direct and so powerful, like you all know now, so direct, so powerful. That's why when I come, I receive truth also very fast. But I give like that, I receive also like that one. Then the teacher don't need to tell me much thing. I straight away take already. Well, when I give the essence. So when I come, I take, I inherit, I also take the essence. And I don't need people to teach me. I hear truth, go in already. That's why law of karma is very beautiful, very, very unique. Understand? So for Brother Hung, okay, it's very good. We all say sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because he has cultivated from the past. But the only thing is, the energy field is there. Means later on, if you continue to meditate. But the good thing you say is, your heart also charged with energy. That one is from your cultivation. Your forehead charged with energy, one is psychic field. Understand? That one later on, you will push up jhana. But I don't think so for you, maybe. It's something you did last time, then that's why it come. But the heart energy help you. So now you have to learn to relax, silent, release all the energy, do daily mindfulness. Then try to locate that point, the gateway. Oh, no wonder he came to me. he talked to me. Then he made one request. Not nice to say now. Because very, very sincere and very personal. He wants to follow me. In future, if I become something, he wants to be around me. I was so surprised. he just come and tell me that thing. Now he report, I know why. Then I said, how come people can have this type of understanding? And then after that, he bring me. He say he like me. Then both of them see me there. So a lot of things the conscious mind cannot understand. Not until you are in the spiritual field. Understand? When you are in the spiritual field, you will be very surprised. Even this retreat you see, all of these people, you look at them like ordinary human beings, like me. Obviously. But up there can send message down. Then you look at Joy. Smoking chimney, walking chimney, then drinker, can give up just like that, then can come here and become like that, can chant the what compassionate mantra, then the what, the other one is what, I forgot, they all chant. So, a lot of these people, when the time is not ready, not right, you don't know them, you think, wow, night bird, someone every day drink, smoke like that, how can it be spiritual? Oh, when the time comes, we call him new kid on the block. Now 2 years already, or 3 years already. What, 3 years so fast? That time you came, that time a new kid on the block. We call her Wo Xiong Zai. That's why Sui An how a lot of this little monk. Because when that thing happened to her in Thailand, my nature sense, I told her, you last time monk Wo Xiong Zai, but you play a fool. Understand? Because he monk until at certain life, you know what the monk say? Monk's life is boring. Want to go out and try. That's why this like woman. Smoke, drink, everything. You try. But luckily the vow and all those earlier parami very strong. That's why when the time comes, she still turn back to Dhamma. Understand? So law of nature is very fair. Understand? So you don't worry. Understand? That's why you cannot look at people from the external form. Understand? Understand? External form, you will discriminate on. Understand? Because you are gullible. Understand? So when you can really, really have the understanding and the vision, then you will see that person from their virtue. Understand? From what they do, what they say, and what they share with you. And that one is the real thing. Understand? not their physical appearance, dress until like very, very noble. Or some people, they dress like they are very wealthy and all things. But actually, it's to put out the front, to deceive people. They used to say, Lord cannot deceive one. Wow, Dato come with the must this everything. Then, after that, got gone. So if you look at physical appearances, you are being deceived by form. That's why I say you cannot see form. You cannot see the unreality of form. You cannot see beyond form. And when you cannot see beyond form, form has power to delude you. And the first five aggregate of form and mind is the form. So if first aggregate also you cannot break, that's why you really suffer. The grasping and the clinging. And form is the biggest. From form, all of your loved one, all of your possession, everything you attach is all form. Then after that, apart from form, it conditions you to attach to the feeling. Because you want good feeling, you don't want painful feeling, you don't want unpleasant feeling. But when you are in the midst of suffering, you got a lot of painful feeling. Then you don't know that you are suffering. That's why the noble truth of suffering is to be understood. If you don't understand that this is suffering, then you somehow blame people. So you suffer without understanding what is suffering. That is the worst. So how to free? After that, you attach to everything that you perceive. That is form. Actually, perception and form go together. Then sankhara is your view, your opinion, your conditioning. So all this you will sure attach on. Yeah? Whatever you believe to be right or correct become your view, isn't it? If it's not like that, your mind will react, isn't it? You say wrong. Then if the ego is still there, the delusion is still there, wanting to be right, what you do? Argue. Then create all the funny things, selfishness, envy, jealousy, then deceitfulness. That's how all the evil come to be. Can follow on? Okay, we can take another one or two questions. 10 minutes before 9. Who else want to report? Please finish. Finish. Anybody want to report? Brother Tay, Pastor Brother Tay.
Brother Teo, you have advised me to relax the mind and not to think of anything, not even focus on the tension part of the body. But what I've tried to follow that, it's the most, suitable way is that I have to sit on a chair. When I walk, the mind just cannot. And even when I sit on a chair...
Sit on the chair.
Yeah, but I just feel that as if the mind cannot sink in, as if...
Correct. You know why? You know why or not? Because like that day, 2 days ago or 3 days ago, you came and discussed with me. Because you use the thought a lot. You very intellectual. Then you are a lot of this, what they call... You use the thought to understand a lot of things. So your thought is actually overused. That's why when you discuss with me, you say you cannot relax. When I ask you to do what they call mind sweeping method, immediately you silence your mind or you move your attention to your forehead. You remember what you told me? Energy build up and like something sharp. Oh, that one is your thought. Because when you put your consciousness here, this is where consciousness together with the memory, thought is respond to memory, so all the thinking will start. You think you relax. You cannot relax because this thought is building up. So what I suggest is, you just don't try to meditate. Just learn how to relax. Then bring your attention down to either your heart or lower part of your body. Here the floor very cold, very good. You put your leg purposely on the floor. Then your attention will go down. Your consciousness, most of them will move down. Because when you feel the cold at your leg, your consciousness cannot be up here. But because habitual, very fast, Come out, understand or not? So you learn how to allow feeling to take your consciousness down. Understand or not? Then when the consciousness go down, you can feel relief up here. Understand or not? Then you have to learn how to be aware more and more, more and more. And then it will decondition the healer's thinking. So if the mind sweeping method is not suitable for you because if you start at the forehead, immediately you got this problem, then don't start at the forehead. Do your mind sweeping method from the heart down. Understand? Feel your heart. Understand? Don't go and feel your forehead anymore. Until later when you can do it from your heart, you can put your awareness at your heart and relax every part. Then awareness at your stomach, relax every part. Then you can relax awareness on your abdomen where you do rising, falling last time. You just put there and silence. When you put there and silence, when that mindfulness build up, silent means what? Don't try to note rising, falling. No. Don't go and look for it. No. You just silent means the awareness is there. And then the rising, falling, the phenomena will come and contact your sati. Then it will show it to you. That is the real mindfulness. Understand? Means mind and the abdomen movement become one. Understand? But if you go and look for it, means what? Look for rising, falling. The thought is looking for it. No? The thought is noting. No? Means the thought is trying to be with the moment. No? With the thought there, how can you be with the moment? That's why that noting is different. Then they tell you in the book, they say, oh, they got a pulling sensation, the what, then this direction, that direction. But you have to find out whether that one is from the thought or from the awareness. When you are silent, it's a different thing. Well, when I went in, I tried, you know. Well, I just want to find out what is it. Then, a completely different thing. When that thing came, I remember my mind together with that. That time I was lying down and sleeping. You know. Then suddenly, I just silenced my mind there. And that was actually 30 years ago. I just silenced my mind there. The whole thing, with the abdomen there, the thing just aware. You know. And I was completely silent and still. You know. That real sati is like that one. No thought at all. No. Because the consciousness come down here, then it become aware. Here, like, clear, blank. But that one was a very special experience, just to let me know what that thing is. That one I remember very clear, because I should have write it down. 30 years, very difficult to remember the whole thing. But I know something perfect happened, very good happened. Well, my mind was like complete in awareness, sati, with the movement. Actually, I put anywhere also cannot. But that one very funny. It's like want to show me that it can be done. So you try, relax. Don't try to like want to meditate. Just relax. Do the mind sweeping method from the heart down. Then put your leg on the floor. Then you see how the energy flow. If here start to release, then it is improving already. Then after that, you can already, you just walk. When you walk, don't try to know whether you are in sati, whether the insight is there or not. Just have a free mind, relaxed mind, like you are relaxing. Understand? Natural, at ease, relax. Then walk until the sati come. Understand? Then after that, you will know what this thing is. Then once the sati come and you see it, it's different already. Well, when you are with sati, the thought got no power over you. Understand? When you are in mindfulness and sati, when you anchor into the kaya, the moment you are aware of your form, you cannot think. Understand? But now, because you are so conditioned, you have used this thought actually in a way quite rampantly. Understand? Because sometimes you I don't know what your career is, you may be involved in career or job that need you to think. Understand? Then maybe you also read quite a bit. So because of that, you use the thought process very often. Then when you want to do certain type of meditation, you can have this type of problem initially, but it's not a major problem. Understand? You only need to understand. Then you have to remember, anywhere you put your consciousness, the energy will build up there. Understand? So if you put at your leg, all this consciousness energy will go down there. Then it becomes sensation, feeling. Then the moment you can feel, then you will know how your mind label it as cold, hot, and as well. We hear the flooring is very cold. You put your hand, cool, no? So that sensation will bring your awareness down there, understand? The moment it's down there, it is actually a sensation, no? No words or no? No such thing as cold or hot or no? But your conditioned mind through your memory say cold, understand? Then you have wrong view, you don't like cold, you want the good normal temperature, and then you don't like. But some people like cold or no? Wow, they touch. Oh, very nice. But put there too long, he don't like. We are too cold. So you have to develop that. Then you can see how your mind, the moment you aware of that tactile consciousness, the feeling is there, it's pure feeling, no labor, no word. The moment you labor, your conditioned mind or your view, your opinion will react. That's how your mind becomes stir, emotion. Like, dislike, pleasant, unpleasant. And then you learn. All this is how you function as a human being. And then you start to try. When you put your whatever mind at the tan tien, then you see the energy all store up. When you put energy field there, or we become conscious there, the thought, moment to moment, the thought, that is like trying to be conscious of that part, send in energy. But this one is thought-based. Understand? This one is energy field. That's why all those that store energy at Tan Tien, at the third eye, and at wherever they develop, all this become psychic energy. Because your thought before you enlighten still got duality, correct? Not? Because you don't have wisdom, there is no equanimity. So duality means two extremes, yin and yang. So this yin and yang, it will manifest one. So that's why when you do this, they think open chakra. But actually it's tempering. You use thought that is not pure energy to open. So that's why a lot of people that play with energy field, like Kundalini people, and all the other people, they get into big trouble. They cannot handle the energy field inside. Sometimes very cold, sometimes very hot, sometimes a lot of funny thing going on, then they cannot release the energy. There was one case, Singapore, one girl, real, that friend of mine that introduced me to my last teacher, and he came now and told us, he said he was in an aircon room meditating. Then suddenly, because they play with energy, the heat was so intense, she got to take off all her clothes. In an aircon room. Then sometimes too cold. That's why if you're not careful, you play with this, you can get into trouble. But the Qigong one, I was told, is different because they can use it as a, they use it for healing. Then they use it for other purpose, and as a, to develop the Qi. And as a, but it has its pro and con. And as a, at least the Qigong one, I don't know, because their movement is more mindful type and harmonious, I think. So they are not like the Kundalini one that concentrate on that point or not. Then also because the Tan Tien, when you release the energy, the Qi is very powerful. So it depends. Because I don't really do Qigong or experience Qigong. But so far, it seems, based on my experience and interaction with all these people, there is no Qigong people tell me that energy got problem. Understand? They like to have that type of Qi. Understand? The Tai Chi one also don't have such problem. But the Hindu meditation got a lot of this type of problem. The Kundalini one, or the chakra. Oh, it's written there. Oh, it's written there. Are you repeat? Yeah, they want it to share. They can't hear.
I just read this book. I can't remember whether it's a file or.
On already. On.
So I just borrowed from the library. It's a book, right? Yeah. Okay. I can't remember the book. It's either 3 Tibetan or 5 Tibetan.
Never mind.
So
you
anyway,
just,
they
describe.
Have their, in the book, they'll teach you how to spin your chakra.
Yes.
So, of course, I tried that. First spin, it was so powerful.
Yeah, very powerful one.
It was so powerful that I got so scared because I then don't know whether I know how to stop or not. So you don't know how to stop.
Yeah, you will get out of control.
It was going out of control. Anyway, yes. I quickly stopped.
Return the book.
So
lucky. Got good parami from the past.
Play the fool with Kundalini.
Yeah. You don't play a fool. A lot of people get it. I already told you that. Got one person, you remember the first day or what? He's mechanical engineer, my senior, MU1. He got into this Kundalini mess. Because I think before he met me in, 1989, I think. He was lucky. When he met me, I was already ready. You know what happened? He got into so big a problem. I told you, he went to the clinic and see all the doctor, then psychiatrist, he didn't see because he don't think he got psycho problem. Then this classmate is like his family doctor. Then he every time go and see. Then this classmate check his pound, blood pressure, everything, normal. He said, I think you don't have problem, but I know what your problem is. I will recommend somebody to you. You go and see him. He will solve your problem. And he introduced him to me, And I don't even know. He didn't even call me. He didn't even tell, but he's my very good friend from Alostar. He's a doctor. Also Dr. Teo. So when he called me, at first I didn't know. He said, there's a Dr. Teo that recommend me to see you. I said, Dr. Teo, is it a doctor? The clinic there one? He said, yes. I said, why? Doctor, see you. Send to me for what? Then he told me, he said, you can help me. I said, what's your problem? Then he started to describe to me his problem. Then he started to talk about all those things. Then initially, he did not review. Then we end up in meditation. Because he kena meditation. So I said, if you do that type of meditation, which he described a little bit, he said, chakra. Then Kundalini, That time I don't even know what is Kundalini. I said, that type of meditation I don't do one. I said, you want to learn from me? I can teach you metta. Then after that, I can teach you mindfulness. But he cannot understand mindfulness. Metta also he cannot understand. Because he likes energy field. So anyway, finally, he came over and talked to me. Then because he saw, when he was in front of me, I think he can feel. The way I speak was different. My energy was very. He also energy kaki, he can feel. I tell you, after he played with Kundalini, later on he tell me, after he recovered, he come and tell me, he said, you know what happened to us? He and his friend, actually he go and call his friend, 30 to 40 of them. One Swami from India, very famous one. Everybody chasing after one. So go for retreat. Somewhere in the Cameron Highlands, or don't know where. Then you know what happened. After 1 week, like what she went through, the Kundalini all activated. Then everybody very excited, a lot of energy, a lot of chi. Then the Swami go back. After Swami go back, nobody to instruct, nobody to guide. Everybody get into big trouble. Then after that, energy cannot control. A lot of funny things happen until he cannot do his business. His business also get into problem. Then finally, his daughter also get into problem. That's why he cannot understand what happened. That's why I keep on seeing doctor. Then this classmate, Dr. Teo, nothing wrong with you. You are so healthy. But everything is not right. Healthy, but energy inside too much. Cannot deal. So that's why his karma-wise also very severe. Then later on, this last teacher also happened to be around that time. He came, then was in Singapore. Actually, I don't want to go down and see him. But after I got that gateway, I really know what to do. Then because this guy play energy, Then I know this last teacher also energy, Then I say, okay lah, if you want, I go down Singapore with you. I introduce you to the other friend, Casey, who knows this person. We try to invite him here. Then because I was there, I invite, he come, no. But I say, I got no place, no. Well, my house that time was a terrace house. Oh, he say, I got a bungalow. Oh, then I went and have a look. I said, you willing to provide your place? He said, yeah, he can also stay here. And then he came over. Oh, yo, when my that last teacher came, you know what he told me? Dear, why you bring such a people to me? He said, like that one, he said, you know how much of this black energy inside there? He said, luckily he can filter, no? Otherwise he also gets sick. No? I said, no. And one by one, I help to clean them up. Oh. They have energy problem. They tell me it's like hell. They don't know what happened. They cannot control the energy. Then they see a lot of funny thing. The non-human everything and kena upside down. The non-human come and disturb them everything. Then their karmic negativity. When you play with this, it's like you go into the psychic field. The wrong psychic view. Then all the karmic come and hit them because you set the condition. Also because they are past karma, they kena like every one of them, until he really panicked. Then later he tell me, he said, I'm responsible for them. That's why he said, luckily your last teacher come. Then he bring all his 30 over. Then one by one, then my last teacher say, I'm not a healer. I don't heal this type of people. No. I said, no. You play with psychic, you. Because to heal this type of people, you say, he just say, that energy is so negative. Luckily, he know how to channel it out like a funnel. Otherwise, he could not. I said, no. That's why you have to be careful. You don't come and see me, that one. I don't know. I'm not in the psychic field. But I can tell you how to do to get yourself out of there. But I cannot take the energy out. Because I don't play with energy. I don't want to touch that energy. So that energy, you need to look for another doctor to take it out. But after that, if you listen to me, I can help you. And that person, before he met my last teacher, he was already quite healed. You know how I do? I asked him to ask for forgiveness. Then I asked him to cultivate all this, keep precept. At first he find it very difficult. Then make dana, offering. I even took him to make offering to my teacher, the Achanyandra. Luckily, I think he did that before he met my last year. Then after that, he pay respect. Then he make offering. Then he developed the, cultivate the precept. Then he make the aspiration after he make offering. So because of that, he saw the result. Everything start to slowly improve. Then he very happy. That's why he confident in me. He said, I want to know all your teachers. So that's why I end up the Singapore. But he's psychic field. So after that, it becomes history already. Then I think he is now perfectly okay. He also want to teach, but I don't know how he teach. So anyway, we are still friends. He is very good at Tui So. He the Da Chou Tian, Xiao Chou Tian, the what, the Tao Jiao, the push your energy around. He can direct the Qi. He can direct the Qi on big cycle, small cycle, and all those things. You heard before. So. He tell me, he said, I can direct my Qi. But finally, he went to Taiwan and learned from one Buddhist master. You heard of this? Zhang Lao, Nan Lao. Nan Huai Jing. Nan Huai Jing, Zhang Lao. It's a very famous, also lay person. I don't know, passed away already. That time was already 80 years old. It's so famous. You know that Nan Lao, because he has his own understanding and meditation. He's teaching monks or no? He's a lay person. No? A lot of monks attend his retreat and all those things.
Could it be the ability of like doing all this healing and whatever? You see, when you have this kind of ability, you have to be very mindful.
can.
You have to be very, I don't know, you have to be very careful. It's not the egoic self will play tricks with you.
Definitely. That's why those who go into psychic field, they will have to face the consequence of psychic field. Like you all see the swordsman, Wu Xia Pian, Zhen Zai Jiang Hu, that's all. Shen Fu Yi, I cannot remember. I only know the English one. Those who live by the sword, die by the sword. That's all. You are psychic field, people will come and challenge you. Understand? So you have to be careful. Psychic field is like Jiang Hu. Whereas you do mindfulness, nobody know you are. Because you got nothing special. Everything also you cannot see, cannot know, cannot do. No magic. Nobody want to learn from you. You got kung fu. This energy, that energy. Everybody will go. Because got something. Is it? But a lot of people in the majority of them are gullible, got energy, got kung fu, can do this, can do that one. Very easy, full house one. Yes. Yes. Okay. What happened? Wow, very smart. Means your past life. the past conditioning help her. You will know or no. You cannot touch her. I cannot touch psychic field. Earlier on, I got trapped. One was anapanasati. I do anapanasati until I have continuous mindfulness. I can carry the energy field with me. But it's not one-pointedness. It's not concentration. Understand? It's continuous mindfulness that make my mind absorb into it. Understand? It's called absorption. You enter absorption. Because it's continuous mindfulness. Just like what Brother Hung do, the energy will build up. God, those who come as a byproduct is okay. Understand? Because a lot of them, the Buddha said there are two types of enlightenment. Understand? I better share this with you before we end. 9:15 already. After you have to share merit. So there are two ways to get enlightenment. You heard of this Vimutti. Vimutti. Liberation. The first one is what? Cheto Vimutti. The other one is what? Panya Vimutti. That's not. Panya Vimutti. Yes. Cheto is through energy field. Through concentration, through jhana. They say Cheto Vimutti means liberation through energy field. But they don't know. Finally, this one got to come out from the energy field, develop the wisdom, then only liberate. That's all. But they liberate through developing the jhana first, the concentration first. That's all. It can be done if they meet a Samasambuddha. That's all. Or an enlightened one. Then they're willing to listen to the advice I do. Just like I told all this energy one, I say, release out and do daily mindfulness. So the Buddha, when he became enlightened, when Sahampati came down and request him to share, because he said there are some with little dust on their eyes, remember, who can understand you. And then he recalled the two teachers. He know these two teachers, he go and instruct them, they show enlightenment. But they make vow to go to those shrine, formless shrine. So they have to die before he become enlightened. One teacher just 1 week ago. The other teacher, just the day before he became enlightened. So because of that, if you go through Cheto, finally you get liberation, but it's also wisdom. Then this one is no energy field one. They call it dry insight. Actually, it's not dry insight. It's actually, they just, like Sakyamuni, go through wisdom. Understand? They don't need energy if you want. Wisdom, liberation. So these two is described, I think, in the scripture. So that's why you can actually, with energy field, you can still become enlightened. Understand? That's why during the Buddha's time, a lot of the disciples also got this jhana. Understand? But it comes as a byproduct, because in India that time, very popular, this style of meditation. They call it kasina. You heard of kasina? In Thailand, they use this word, kasin. So there are 40 objects of kasina, meditation object, for concentration. So you can take the earth element, water element, heat element, or wind element. Then you can also light. Light also got 10 types of kasina. White light, blue light, violet light, all those light. So you just focus on light. And they really create through the thought one. Anyway, I don't understand those things. I happen to know about it because there are people who write about it. And you know how the book comes. That's why I said the book comes, the teacher comes, the guide comes. I don't know them. The Singapore friend that I know, I told you. He sent me all these books. He got this one. There's a type of society. Geosophica. All religion they believe one. So he was one of the head of Theosophical in Singapore. He got all sorts of enlightened people's book on according to then he was keep on sending to me. Well, he liked me. He said, dude, this one is the latest one. I just give him the then after 3 months, 6 months, another one, better one. Then another one, better one. That's all the book, Kundalini, Chakra, all this funny thing come on. Then I read. I say very alien to me. So that's why, but I start to develop some form of understanding because I realize end of the day, so many people doing this type of meditation. If I want to come out and share, I have to know a little bit, isn't it? Correct? That's why I only know what I need to tell you, understand? So that I don't go and tell you too many things, then you go and buy the book. Then you can learn yourself, or go and get one Swami to teach you. Then you end up got problems and say, Brother Teo, last time you introduced me that book. I introduce you that book. I only explain to you that there is such a book. No, I never introduce to you. So, a lot of this thing is up to your karma, actually. Understand? If you don't have that negative tendency from your negative karma, you will not get what they call entangle. Understand? Just like my dead friend, brought 37 in. Kena kau-kau everyone. Karma, in future, people will take him and join those type of Swami meditation. And he has to suffer back. It costs so much to get into this state. And it's not one life, you have to pay back many lives. So come on like that. You don't try to be gullible. Simply teach people or recommend and go. Someone, one group, 30, 40 of them. So sometimes, I always have this advice. You are not ready. Be sincere and honest about it. Just tell it, I'm here to share my understanding with you. That's all. I didn't tell you this is the only way, or this is the right way. You do like that, you show or what. Then you get yourself into trouble. When you lead people to Holland, in future you come back, you will get people to take you to somewhere, also Holland type of meditation. You become the victim. So you need to be careful. Yes. Finish already, yeah? Not yet. Do I feel Oh, that's right. Energy building out there. You listen from the heart. You try. See whether you cannot. Because you overuse your brain. So every time when you listen from your brain, that consciousness there, it will develop this energy. That's why you have this headache. Even when you want to do mind sweeping method, you cannot relax. Understand? Yeah. Oh, shooting out one is jhana. Jhana, it will push out like the skull, he will open out one. No, because you haven't stabilized it. You haven't stabilized it. If you stabilize it, it will go up layer by layer. It can go up eight layer. But the energy will build up already. Yes. If I want to push through the skull, that one means you do psychic field in the past. No, that is okay because jhana. So if you want to experience them back, you continue to focus, concentrate. Means instead of anapanasati, you go into one pointedness. You just fix it. Then the energy will build up very strong. Then it push up. You can experience it. No harm. But end of the day, release it. Come out of it. Otherwise, it's still suppressed. It's like you enlighten or not. You do the thing properly. Then go up to fourth jhana. Fourth jhana is one of the characteristic inside is upeka. It's like you are in equanimity. No, your past life, you do this a lot. That's why you have a lot of this energy here. Because you do this a lot. That's why you have this type of problem. But if you... I don't know how to say. The funny thing is, those people who follow me on this spiritual trip, those who have all this one, when they go there together with me, although I don't have energy fuel, they will tap the energy from those spiritual side. Then after that, the thing move on. Without meditating one. Then the moment they describe to me, I know, past life you do this one. Then I say, you release it down. Release it down. Relax. That's why you don't know how to relax. You cannot release one. And the trouble is, like the swordsman one. Kung Fu so nice though. You ask him to let go. Release. Don't fight. Don't try to use the Kung Fu to fight. He sure cannot. Because it's so interesting. When you got, they call power corrupt. When you got power you don't want to use. He said, release it out. Don't use that power. Normal human being cannot. Because it's so, what they call, something so beautiful. But when they get into trouble, then different. Then they will listen to you. Then you ask them to do what they will try. But that time, too difficult to try. Because it has built up until so strong. Like already part of you. Means you didn't stabilize it. If you stabilize it, it will go up. Because this one, they told me a lot of energy. That a lot of energy, when you push out, you have to be careful. When you young, okay. My dad, last teacher, he told me his father do Raja Yoga. Also this type of energy field. When he was 7 years old, he said he can see what the father do. He tell the father, you wrong. The father tell him, you small boy, don't know anything. Don't interfere. Then you know what happened? The father did. When he was age 60 something, one of the blood vessels burst because of the energy. And so he died. Brain. They call what? Burst call what? Like a stroke, the whole thing burst. Hemorrhage. Don't play a fool. When you old. Yeah, very young. Yes. That's why energy field got its risk. Understand? But don't panic, Nothing really bad. You have developed it from the past. So you want to stabilize it and try it. How old are you? How old? Oh, you're older than me 1 year. Then don't try, I tell you, I advise you. Above 60, don't try. Understand? Well, I don't know. I have to tell you sincerely, I don't know. But I heard my last teacher told me, the father, Raja Yoga, no, the most powerful one, no, that time. He also died. No. Yoga is more relaxation. But if you do the specific yoga, you get into energy field. Raja Yoga. The word Raja is the king of yoga. No, they got Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga. A normal yoga, no problem. You bend here, bend there, very peaceful, very calm, no problem. That one my daughter also do. All the yoga movement. That one, no problem. That one is mindfulness, actually, relaxation. You become very calm, very peaceful. But you don't go and play that big name yoga. Raja Yoga, Hatha Yoga, I don't know what yoga. Got Kriya Yoga also, I remember. Kriya. But doesn't mean that they are no good or what, because it depends on the teacher, understand? If the teacher is somebody who has the understanding, then he can guide you, then all those yoga has its purpose, understand? You cannot one pen, blanket, right, if you think of one. No, cannot. Everyone is different. Like method and technique never define the meditation. It depends on who use. If the person understands, he can use rising, falling, and yet you can become enlightened. Understand? But he understands. But if you don't understand, you use rising, falling, you think it's vipassana, then you are conditioned by what they tell you, because they themselves don't understand, and then you will be doing that for very long. So that is the reason. It will be better at 9:30. Huh? Yes. Yes.
Very unusual cloud formation outside. Okay. Then after that, I heard Om Padme Hum.
Oh, wow, Sahadu.
I thought it was coming from downstairs.
Oh, after they were chanting Om Padme Hum.
But I didn't realize.
Oh, okay.
Then I was trying to look at the cloud formation, see whether there's anything special I can see out of it. But no. Okay. So I came in, then I noticed it.
They are chanting. These two are chanting.
What is the significance, or can you read any significance from the cloud formation?
I only saw the photograph from the handphone that. Hey, no, Mimi, show me. Mimi. Mimi, where's your phone?
When we got up early in the morning, there was a very nice rainbow. Okay. So then one of my friends, I think many of us, you know them also, Alison, then they said, wow, that's a good sign, rainbow.
Then but these are also nature's formation. But sometimes the non-human can create it. Where they rejoice, then it shows some sign.
Then what happened was, after the rainbow, then the nun told us that it is Kuan Yin's birthday. It is Kuan Yin's birthday.
Yes.
So then I told them, hey, it's not Kuan
you
Yin's
birthday. You pass from there. You pass to me from pass round.
Then
no, pass to me from to pass round.
Then I told them, hey, it's not Kuan Yin's birthday, like this Kuan Yin's birthday.
Yeah.
And then all of them laugh. Then I said, serious lah, it's my birthday.
Yeah, your birthday.
Then they said, no, your birthday is October 15th. Then I said, no, my Chinese birthday is Kuan Yin's birthday.
Oh, Kuan Yin.
Then the nun said, oh, if this is your birthday, then we will take you to the Kuan Yin's temple. We have a very nice temple in Vietnam. So we took a van to go to the temple.
Yeah.
But we were disappointed because it was heavily raining.
Oh, okay.
Like the wind was so strong that even with umbrella or so, our umbrella would turn, you know. Then as we came down from the Then we were so adamant to see the Kuan Yin line because supposed to be a beautiful one. So we said, okay, we will go down also in the wet rain also, we go down. Mm. So we all went down with all our raincoat and all. And then suddenly we saw some of the nuns outside started chanting and praying. Mm-hmm. Then we didn't know what happened, no. Why suddenly everybody ran outside, started chanting and raining. And after that, when we look up the sky, we saw Kuan Yin.
Wow, sadhu.
Yeah. Image. The sometime, cloud formation.
Sometimes it can.
The cloud formation.
No, sometimes these beings up there, they can help to create so that you have the faith. Understand? But don't be gullible by all this. Understand? There is a condition for it to arise. But don't go and like get yourself attracted, excited,
yeah,
and think
and then
it's
we
what.
All our hair started standing because we started seeing the nun all started chanting,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
We said, wow. Then we look up, wow, really, it's Kuan Yin, you know. And I tried to take photograph, it won't come out.
Oh.
It's blank.
Oh, okay.
And then the first one we saw, it was so clear.
Very real.
She was holding
very
the lotus.
Real. Very real.
And then after that, the next formation, one more. And there was three.
Oh,
and then there was, they were saying it was the three patea, the third patea, the third one, you know. And we really saw three, you know, and it was so clear and stabilized.
Yeah.
And then after that, slowly the wind blows, and then it dispersed.
Yeah. So you see, all these things...
In the heavy rain, and there's
correct, cloud. Correct. All these things are possible. Understand? These are something like nature's phenomena. When there is condition, it can arise. Even when we travel, we got a lot of this type of thing. Last night, Uthai San also said, the Tao Yu keep on telling him, oh, you're very lucky, never before. All the five sides, Uthai, all clear. Then we saw the phoenix and the dragon in one of the Uthai San temple. Then you know what happened? That same formation of that phoenix and the dragon, Long Feng, appear in the sky there, the cloud there. Yeah. Then all the Uthai clear. But you just know that they rejoice and they want to let you know that they are around, understand? Then the other one is Kundasana, also same. I went to Sabah, Kundasana, the Ramayana place, you remember? They call it Ramayana. No, up there, Kundasana. Mitra. We were there, you know. Then the doctor don't know what Ramayana, the Aloka sent. He's local there. So he met us. A few years back. He saw the rainbow. No? He saw the rainbow. No? And the weather was so beautiful. No? Like cloudy. You know, no rain. No? Then the rainbow. No? Wow, he said, you are very lucky. He said, you come only got rainbow. So all this is part and parcel of certain things. Like you ask yourself, Sui An and Mi Fong came, rain like anything. Go back, the nun also tell them rain like anything. Then we come, today is sixth day already. The weather so nice. Oh, so fast. Sadhu. I went up to the hilltop, we walk out. Yeah, very beautiful, very clear. Then he said, you are very lucky. So to me, whether got rainbow or no rainbow, it's the same. It's a nature's phenomenon. It was cloudy. Then it so happened. But sometimes it could be this devas or this type of non-human being, they want to give you faith. Then sometimes your faith is so strong, you have that faith, sadha, then it will manifest, and that's all. Like Kuan Yin Ti, it will manifest. The other thing is also, I remember Po Yan Zhang Lao, the Wu Ping Jing Se, the abbot who just passed away not long. That's why Miss Lee has to go back. And you go and see her when he died. You see all the photo, the very strange and very fantastic cloud formation. It's possible because these are signs, understand? Then sometimes it's not really, excuse me, not really what you all think it is, understand? Sometimes it could be the devas and all those things. And they just play their part and their role. Okay, we better end. I cannot continue. Because... Wait. The photo. Okay, the photo. Let Mimi share the last one.
Actually, why I take this photograph is actually there's not really any formation that I can deduce from looking at it. But I was like, after dinner, I walk very mindfully and observe the nature. And I was actually looking around, and I have this feeling of the oneness nature with the surrounding. It was very nice and soothing. So I saw these lights with the cloud and everything. Because this retreat, the only thing I want to contemplate is actually the thought of, you know, I keep on seeing how this sankhara keep on coming, and I can see how they arise, sustain, and passing away. So I contemplated very deep on this, because this is the only last hurdle I have to overcome. So when I was looking at the cloud, I tell you, it gave me a very deep dhamma.
Yeah.
You see, I purposely snap it in such a way, one side is with the dark cloud, the other side is bright. You know why? Because if we have delusion that cloud our mind, we will be on the dark side. If we don't have delusion, we are on the other side. Remember that day, Brother Teo, he's the one that teaches us mindfulness, the sati, and he draws the sun and the earth. So when I see this, actually, that is very good. So that's why I want to capture this. I will put it somewhere it reminds me this message. That's the reason why I captured this picture. That's why I want to share with you all. If you want, I can WhatsApp to you all. You all can have it, actually.
Okay, because you saw the gate, the gate, so beautiful, then all dark inside. Then up there, the sun was shining. But one piece of cloud is black. The sunlight cannot come through. The other side is bright. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Correct, setting sun. Yes. Oh, okay. Sadhu. No problem. Because what is important is the Dhamma. Then when you contemplate, this type of thing give you a lot of insight. Because anything in nature, if you know how to contemplate, it gives rise to wisdom. Like in what Patnanachat, sweep leaf. The leaf will fall. The insight is there already. Then there are a lot of other incidents. I saw very simple thing. Then the Dhamma is all there. So you can develop that understanding when you have the Dhamma. Actually, everything in life give you Dhamma. My teacher Achayantra, he say, you listen, he said, nature is our greatest teacher, Anasana. And life itself is the meditation, he said. You understand? Nature is our greatest teacher. He like to look at nature. Like that day I share with you. He said, nature give and give and give and give. A lot of loving kindness. The air you breathe, he give you free. The water you drink, the resources of nature. Nature give. But what human being do? Human being pollute nature. Destroy nature. Then he said, like that tree. You look at the tree. He endure the sunlight and give you the shade. Then you pee-pee down there. Then you chop it down. Hey, human being, very selfish. Then he said, like the rock outside your house, the tree outside your house, even at night, raining, dog howling, everything, they got no fear. But how come human being with a consciousness and a mind inside there, like that day, Joy? Ooh, wow, goes already straight away. Why? Your mind stir. Like Brother Hung, that I told the friend, complained, their group eating very quiet one. That group very noisy. So he complained. Then Brother Hung tell him, no, not them, inside you is the problem. And I said, huh. So like my teacher always tell me, Ajayantra last night, he said, you listen to this, this will help you. We just accept everything as natural. Understand? Then your mind very peaceful. Means you don't want things your way. You accept everything. Understand? Means you accord with reality. So this statement is very powerful. Then he add in front now. He said, everything is just, you listen, mighty nature rolling by. Understand? Mighty nature rolling by, following nature's law. Understand? So we choose accept everything as natural. So you see how profound. Then he learned a lot from nature when he was in the forest. Is it? He said, nature is the greatest teacher. Is it? He said, nature is like so patient. No? Nature never complained. No, is it? Like all the trees, especially in the temperate country. When winter and autumn come, what they do? They shed their leaves to bud again in the spring. They don't complain. No. Human being, hot also complain, cold also complain. Rain also complain, no rain also complain. What's the difference between that nature and you? You have a consciousness. You are too selfish, too cunning. You have craving, you have desire. That's why from nature you learn. And I like his teaching because he wrote a lot of poem, very beautiful poem, even about the body. He said, if your body can talk, you listen, he will tell you, he said. Then you will be very shameful. He said, oh master, because you are the consciousness inside, you are the master, correct? Harm me not. I said, people abuse their body, you know. You go and develop all the stress and the anger, the hatred, or you actually harm the body, you know. Understand? He said, harm me not. Some you want to commit suicide, you know. He said, I am only tissue and cell. Understand? You know, tissues and cells. Have me work for you, for the good of the many and yourself, before I am too old and too fragile. You paise or not? You somehow every day abuse this fellow, no? Harm this fellow. How? Got problem? Go and drink. Drink until this fellow also got hangover and all this thing. Then, got problem? You want to release yourself. You do all sorts of funny things. Go and take the shaking head or all this thing. Understand? Ecstasy pill and all this thing. So when you really understand your body, you have great compassion and gratitude towards the body. Understand? That's why body is very important. You cannot abuse it. If he can talk, he talk to you so nicely, you know. Harm me not, you know. I am only tissue and cell. You know. Have me work for you, you know, for the good of the many and yourself, you know, before the body is too old and too fragile, you know. Understand? See how loving and compassionate this body will talk to you. Understand? And you somehow, as the master, keep on abusing it. Keep on causing so much problem and suffering to it. But your conscience trapped inside and you suffer and you cannot see. Okay, we have to end. yes. Okay, 2 minutes. Okay, so yeah.
Okay, very quickly, what happened was this afternoon, I go and take a walk downstairs. So, walking up and down, then aware, mindful, happy. Then I said, let me walk into the sun.
Ah, sadhu.
So the moment I walked, it was in the shade. So the moment I walked in the sun, I was the glare, the hot. Not UV, the, like Brother Teo says, yeah, meister,
yeah,
really.
Immediately.
And anyway, I continued to walk for about a minute, then walk back into the shade. Then walk back in the sun, not too bad. And slowly he accepts, then walk back in the shade. Then
the moment you accept, you become very beautiful.
After three, four times, then, So it's nice that I can feel the sun, the breeze, everything. And I call Padmasuri and say, let's go and walk together.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We walk up and down.
I saw Padmasuri going around.
Yeah.
Very good. You should relax and just walk. Because you are peaceful here, you are silent here. You walk until the breathing, everything become very, very calm. Then after that, you're very mindful. As you come back, you're very mindful. Very different. Good.
It's more walking into the sun. I just want to know the experience because I was just reflecting why the forest monks and the Dhamma practice.
They
just, it's like they're going to torture themselves. It's just going.
They endure. Because they go to Dhamma is to test themselves. Understand? Test themselves means what? Sometimes no food or not. They go certain track, very rural, very remote, no village, you know. Understand? Then they cannot get food. Then sometimes they are speed, slow down because of rain and all those things. Understand? Then sometimes because of certain earth sleep or what, then they have to take another longer route and all those things. Because I come to know this monk, very good monk, Ajahn Gandha. You all heard of him? Ajahn Gandha. Haven't heard of him? He is like the laughing Buddha. He full of metta. He see you, he say, Chai di, Chai sabai, sabai, sabai. This Chai is mind, heart. Di is good, good mind. Sabai, sabai is everything very good, very comfortable, everything. Then his metta is very powerful. So his student told us, he got a few disciples who are graduate. I think one of them is a doctor. Then they go with him to Dhamma. He say, when he go for to Dhamma, really very tough, sometimes no food. But most of the time got food, he say. Then there was one instant, one of the disciples is quite new, I think he don't have that ability to endure. So he walk until his leg cannot walk really, like cut blood and all those things. Then you know what Ajahn Gandha did? He said, don't worry, pass your butt to me. He take off. Then the student, as he saw the teacher, Ajahn Gandha take off, he looked at the teacher's leg, worse than his. So then he tell Ajahn Gandha, please, I will carry myself. Then he go on. Then he endure. Because this is a endurance. Understand? True knowing that body is just a body, and they really want to push it and test it. And there's no fear of death, no food, anything. But they believe in their parami. But after that Dhamma, they are fatat already. Understand? They're so popular, the whole entourage, they will go everywhere. People will offer dana, everything. But he's a very good monk. And his metta is so powerful. When he came to Malaysia, three of us were assigned to fetch him, take turn. One of them, he wanted to offer a piece of land to build a monastery at somewhere Belakong there. They call him Lao Tan, I think. So you know what happened? He took him to Penang. They're on the way back. Kena traffic police. Wow, that traffic police, that Lao Tan, the driver, he scratched his head, he said, Susar, he said, this time, monk, someone there cannot bribe someone, he said, Susar, I hate it. Then, you know what happened? All of a sudden, that policeman didn't write, stop. Then he looked at him, he take the IC and the license, he give back to him, boleh jalan. He also shocked. Then he go into the car. He asked Ajahn, he asked the disciple. All the disciples laughing. Because he said metta. You know his metta, how powerful. Very powerful. Because I felt it. It was in one of the temples in, don't know which place already, I forgot. It's in a resort place. I forgot where already. We were making offering on dana. So normally, we were the one quite close to him because he liked me a lot. When he see me, he like me. But he know. He must have felt. So he like me a lot. Then every time he got a translator, he every time tell the translator, when I come, he'll tell the translator, come, translate this. Then he every time have a lot of joy and all that. Then he liked me. Then when I make the offering, he was full of joy, like Maitreya Buddha, like that, laughing, like smile. Like that. Then his hand put like that. Then he radiated the metta. At first, I didn't know. I thought he put the hand for one. The moment I make the offering, then I bow, I felt this metta energy coming, charge the whole body. I never seen a person metta so powerful. Then after that, I rejoice like anything. Then I say, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And he know, he smiled to me. Then I also smiled. I said, I show my hand there. Very powerful. I said, yeah, he said, sadhu, sadhu. That's why there are people who really have a lot of metta. Understand not? We better end. After it cannot end. Okay, we better share merits with the devas. We chant the one with the English translation, the Pali. Sharing our merits with the devas. We recall to mind all the wholesomeness of all our sharing, meditation. You keep your precept and you rejoice, straighten your view, listen to Dhamma. All this are very wholesome. You also support in generosity and do your duty, providing service and all things. By the power of all this wholesomeness and merits, we rejoice first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we intend to sincerely share these merits and allow all the devas and those who can receive them to rejoice and receive them. Okay, sharing our merits with the devas. Akasatta ca bumatha devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva jirang rakantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Ta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Okay, now we do the transfer of merits to departed one and those who can receive them. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relative and all those who can receive them, and may they all do. Be well and happy always. Then you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamina mami bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish or the heedless, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully, then we end.